It's been said that most people die at age 25 and wait to be buried at age 65. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us who believe in God and read the Bible preparing for the financial danger that the bankers and brokers do not want us to know about? How do we resist a life that's less than we are promised and hold on to our dreams so that we can live in fullness every day? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the secret. My name is Nate Scott, and welcome to the Life is Rich podcast. Hello, my name is Nate Scott, author of the book Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth. Let's talk about what is relationship marketing. Maybe you've heard it in passing. The textbook definition of relationship marketing is exactly what you're seeing on your screen right now. Relationship marketing is a relationship management strategy designed to encourage strong, lasting connections to your brand. In layman terms, relationship marketing is building and strengthening relationships between the people that you do business with, maybe your prospects and your clients and your customers, people that you haven't heard from in a while. So, building that relationship is focusing your marketing efforts solely on the relationship and not necessarily on the sale. The goal is to turn prospects into customers and customers that generate repeat sales and referrals. The three core principles of relationship marketing are, like we just said, reach out in the spirit of building relationships first and marketing second. 80-20. We live by the 80-20 rule in so many aspects of our lives. It is no different in business. 80% of the time building those relationships, solidifying those relationships, and 20% of the time on the marketing side. You're trying to build a personal brand through friendship, being that friend to somebody, having that person that says, "Hey, my friend does this." You don't want somebody to just say, "Oh, I've got a realtor," or "I've have an insurance agent." You want them to refer to you as a friend. So building that brand through friendship, celebrating their lives, celebrating things that have happened to them, a celebration of all life's accomplishments, and also providing an incredible service, answering that bridge between the high-tech, fast-paced world of technology that we live in and this instant gratification, that immediate on-demand service that we live in. This world that we live in where everything is at our fingertips, bringing back that personal touch as well. The number one reason a customer does not purchase is that they forget about you. How many times, I'm sure we've had all that one, at least a couple of times, where you just for the life of you cannot remember the name of the person that you did business with. You can't figure out how to get hold of them or anything like that because they forgot. That's the number one reason a customer doesn't come back. They just don't know how to find you again. 95% of your happy customers will purchase from a competitor strictly on impulse. This world is instant gratification, like I said, that we live in, where everything is immediate, on demand. So it's just purchasing on that immediate impulse. Another alarming statistic I find very interesting is that for each month, this is not years, this is every month that you do not communicate with your customers, you're losing 10% of your influence. So by month 5 or 6, 50% or 60% of your influence on them is gone if they haven't heard from you in 6 months. So why do your clients leave? This is a visual for you for why clients leave. Again, same statistics, but alarming down here. 68% of your clients are leaving you for perceived indifference, that you just don't care about them, that you've moved on, that there's more customers, there's more where that came from, you know, that attitude. It has nothing to do with price competition. Almost everything is priced very competitively. Maybe 5% are going to leave because their friends start selling something that you're selling as well. But again, if you're building that relationship through friendship and celebration, you are that friend to them as well as so they don't or shouldn't leave you for that reason. Again, 68% is because they believe that you do not care about them. Customer retention, the cost of acquiring new customers is on average five times as hard to acquire, and costs five times more than just keeping your existing customers happy. 5% improvement in customer retention equals an average of 55% improvement in profitability. That is an alarming statistic, 5%. Imagine if we went through life only giving an extra 5%. It's really not that hard. Most people give their job 110%, 115%. You're looking for an extra 5% in your everyday life of what you're already doing to keep your customers that you already have. So that really is so incredibly easy to do. It's not a huge amount of effort. We're already doing that. So 67% of our business today is driven by personal referral or word of mouth. This is crucial because we do live in a world of referral. If you do business with someone, you're referring everything if you think about it. I mean, I've got a coupon sitting here on my desk right now for 50% off. You know, we're going to be sharing that with people that maybe need business cards. We're all in business. If you need business cards, hey, they're having a sale. That's a referral. That's a personal referral, word of mouth. If you like a certain store or you try a new product and you love it and it's made your skin look so much better, or all these weight loss products and all of that, everything is through personal word of mouth or personal referrals. When somebody comes to you with a personal referral, you immediately feel more comfortable with that. You immediately feel like you can trust that person or trust that product more because you know somebody that's tried it. So what are you doing to maintain customer loyalty, that repeat business, to attract more referrals? Your service is not all about service. 91% of your customers would give referrals if you asked them, if you simply asked. How many of us are just forgetting to ask for the referral? 11% of salespeople ask for them. So that is 89% of people that are forgetting to ask. If you would ask, people love to give referrals. It's just human nature. We do this on a regular basis. So again, building that relationship, because it doesn't matter how much someone knows you, likes you, and trusts you if they don't remember you when they're ready to make a buying decision. They have to be able to remember you. They have to be able to remember how to get a hold of you and to find your contact information. So how are you staying top of mind? The bottom line is you can change how your customers feel and you can change your business profitability, because 80% of your future profits are going to come from 20% of your existing customers, which goes along the same lines as the previous slide, that extra 5%. If you put in the extra 5%. So again, we're back here. 5% more in effort for keeping 80% from 20% of your existing customers. So if you put that extra 5% into your existing customers, you're going to get 80% more of your future profits. Do you want to work harder or smarter? That's what this all comes down to, is keeping your current customers happy, because that's where your profits come from, is customers that are already doing business with you. They already like you, and they already know what kind of service you provide. Here are some examples of people in the past who have just mastered relationship marketing. Let's talk for a minute about Tom Hopkins. He was a world record holder in real estate sales, on average selling a house a day for 2 years. A house a day for 2 years, that's an incredible number. That is 730 houses in 2 years. How many people in real estate do you know who would love to be closing an average of a house a day for 2 years? 730 houses. Within 5 years, he went from making less than $50 a month in real estate to building an annual sales volume of over $14 million. It's amazing, and his secret weapon of this was 10 handwritten thank you notes every single day. Staying in touch, writing that personal message, and giving that personal touch to his customer. Within 3 years of being in business, 99% of his business had come from referrals. Another one in totality, totally different industry, with the same idea as Joe Girard, the Guinness Book of World Records holder for auto sales. Joe sold an average of 6 cars a day for 12 years. Again, if you see the statistic down here, what's his secret? He sent 13 cars to all of his prospects and clients every year. He stayed top of mind. He gave that personal touch. He created a place for himself in the brains of his prospects by staying top of mind and keeping in touch with them. What kind of cars did Joe send? 13 cards a year, you're probably thinking what kind of cards you can send. How many different ways can you send a card? Let's look at 13 different ways to send a card. Thank you notes. We all know we should be sending thank you notes. Thank you for your business. Thank you for the sale. Thank you for the referral. Thank you for being my customer. Thank you for whatever you can. Thank people all day long. Cards of encouragement, especially in this world we live in with social media and LinkedIn and Instagram and all of these social media platforms, we are so connected to people that we do business with. Cards of encouragement. If you're in insurance and somebody calls you and tells you that they've got a new job, they got a new car, encourage them if they're telling you that they're going through a hard time. Cards of congratulations. New job. A job promotion, a wedding. Most people know when their customers are getting married or having a baby because it gives them a reason for them to call you and tell you that they need something. Birthday cards, holiday cards. Think of those random holidays too. Season's greetings, Valentine's Day. What about Veterans Day for those of you that deal with veterans? Imagine how amazing that will make a veteran feel to get a Veterans Day card from their insurance agent or their massage therapist, whatever industry that you're in, their preacher or their home inspector. So how can we use that information? Now we're going back to that 20%. If you notice those first cards we talked about, that's the 80%, building that relationship, and now 20% of marketing. You have a new product that came out. You have a new special that you're running. And then also small gifts. Again, you can add a small gift to a marketing card. You can add a small gift to a birthday card. So small gifts to your best customers and your best referral partners. Why wouldn't you want to thank your referral partners? You've done nothing, and that has cost you nothing to gain a customer. So if you send them a small gift that maybe cost you $5 or $10, but you've gained a new customer out of it, it's more than worth the $5 or $10 you've spent to thank that person, to make that person feel appreciated for sending you that referral. They want to know that you appreciate their business and you appreciate the referrals they're sending you. So again, let's talk about thank you notes, that first line. We talked about all the different ways to say thank you. There are so many different ways you can say thank you. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me on the phone. This is a huge one, really, because who answers their phone anymore? Not very many people actually pick up their phone and answer it when you call. If somebody actually takes the time to speak to me on the telephone, that's an amazing thank you note. Thank you for meeting with me, or nice to meet you. Again, maybe that's not a thank you card, but once again, you meet somebody, you could either send them a nice to meet you card or thank you for meeting me. We talked about thank you for your business. We talked about thank you for the referral. Thank you for the excellent service you've provided me. This is reverse marketing type of card because maybe you're in an industry where you rely on other people. If you have vendors that you deal with on a regular basis taking care of you, that at the drop of a dime, you can call them and say, listen, I need this. I've got a customer who really needs this in a hurry. What can you do for me? And the next thing you know, they call you back and tell you, you'll have it on the doorsteps tomorrow. Thank them for that. That's an incredible service. And not only is that helping you, but it's helping your customer. So thank you for taking the time to allow me to serve you. This is like thanking someone for opening up hope to you. They go out to find six people, so you send your bid in and you follow it up with a thank you card and say, thank you for allowing me to bid. Imagine what the turnaround will be. If you're the right person in tight competition and you're down to pennies and you send a thank you card and your competition does not, do you think those pennies are going to matter even if you're a couple pennies over? Or going again, thank you for taking your time to analyze my services. And this goes along the same thing. Thank you for taking time to quote. And then also, thank you for using our service and product. 1 year anniversaries. Again, you really should be staying in touch with your customers long before the 1 year mark. Again, 10% of your influence is lost for every month. You don't want to wait 12 months for them to hear from you again, but anniversary is a great time to send a thank you card. At this point, what are you doing? After you've heard this and you're starting to see this presentation, what are you doing? Hopefully your mind is spinning a little bit and you're saying to yourself, what am I doing to stay in touch? And what am I doing to set myself apart from my competition? Competition is fast and competition is fierce these days. You have to set yourself above your competition. What are you doing to stay above and apart from your competition? The internet has completely collapsed all inefficiencies in our lives. I talked to a friend today about what would he honestly do if technology died. I wouldn't know where to go. I wouldn't know how to get anywhere. I wouldn't know how to pay a bill. I don't even have checks. I mean, internet seriously has just changed the way we do everything. These are just three of the big names, but we really rely on internet for everything at this point. Look at what Amazon did for books, and that was originally just books, but now you can buy everything on Amazon. I was going to stop at the bookstore the other day, and I thought, no, I'll just order it on Amazon, and I'll have it in 2 days. What Netflix has done for movies and the TV industry, it used to be just movies. But now there's a lot of incredible network shows that are Netflix exclusives. What they've done for that TV and movie industry, and then what iTunes did for music, you can instantly just go and buy a song and not have to buy a whole album anymore. And you don't have to go in and buy a CD. A lot of cars aren't even coming with CD players anymore. You don't even have to have them. iTunes has completely changed the way we listen to music. That is now available for the greeting card and gifting industry as well. The internet has completely changed the way we can do and buy and send greeting cards and gifts. It is the best relationship building program in the world that goes right hand in hand with all of these relationship marketing tools we talked about. The thank you cards, all of these different cards. You now don't have to send them through the mail on your own. You don't have to go to a store, buy a card, they're so expensive, or buy 50 cards of the same thing. Maybe they aren't all appropriate for each person. From any mobile device or computer, you can instantly sense or cue unlimited cards to go out. You can, from your phone, you can do that. You can customize them, sign them from with your own signatures. You can brand them on the back. You can put all of your branding on the back. Again, that 20% marketing piece, you can do that on the back of those cards. With one click, it will print, stamp it, and mail it, all within 24 hours. So that night, within 24 hours, at a fraction of the cost, for about $1 a card, you can send cards from your phone or your computer. This company has bridged the gap, that principle number three of technology and personal touch. All of this has been done for you. You can easily, this is just a brief screenshot of what the app looks like. You can go in there. You can pick all different cards that you can see here. There are thank you cards and birthday cards. My cards is my favorites. You can even create photo cards where you take a picture of your client. You can take a picture of their house. I spoke with a real estate agent recently that wants to take a picture of a listing appointment. She wanted to take a picture of the house and send a thank you card. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for giving me the chance to list your home. When you're bidding on that listing of a home, How many people do you think are going to maybe take that person that went that extra mile with them with the thank you card to say thank you for giving me the opportunity? You can do that from the top of your hand. The custom branding, like I said, you can brand the back. Here's where you get that 20% marketing feature. The inside of these cards can really truly be all about the relationship. You can stay connected with them. You can put all of your contact information. Again, how are you staying top of mind? Do they know how to get a hold of you? You can put all of that information on the back of the cards. Maybe you don't want to necessarily have all of your contact information. You want a card to go out that is simply 100% relationship building. You can put a picture of your family on the back. You can do whatever you want on the back of these cards. Brand them however your business sees fit. Also, recently, the company has introduced premium cards as a collection. They're calling it the first impression because these cards make an incredible first impression. They are thank you cards. It was great to meet you in celebrating new possibilities. The celebrating new possibilities is an incredibly versatile card. You can use it for just about anything. The beauty of these is they come in a nice premium card stock. There's white pearl and black satin. Very nice card stock, and they have a pre-written message on the inside. For some of us, it is very hard to come up with some kind words. What do I say? I don't know what to write in a card. That's why I don't send them, because I feel like I write the same thing. These have a pre-designed message on the inside. It's very basic. You can go in and add your own little personal touch to it. Maybe a thank you very much, or it was great to meet you. You can add a little piece in there about where you met them. It was so nice to share a cup of coffee with you, or whatever. You can go in and edit them, or you can quickly send them with the message that's in there, and it's still going to make that incredible first impression to your client or prospect. Here are some examples of more relationship examples like we talked about. That celebration, looking for encouragement. Joe Girard was sending cards of encouragement, cards of celebration. Here's an example of a card that was sent out through the system, through the mobile app on the phone. This was a customer that had just gotten engaged. When people get engaged, they post wonderful, beautiful pictures. As you can see, I just saved these pictures. You can save them from anywhere, and you can put them on the front of a card, and then on the inside, add a little message. Congratulations on your engagement. We're so excited and happy for you. Best wishes for you in the next chapter of your life. So it's a very simple message, but with their pictures on it. So imagine how they felt when they opened up this card and it had their engagement pictures on it. It's not just a standard engagement card from the store that maybe everybody got that's not very personal. This is so incredibly personal because it has all of their pictures and their special moment on it. You can do that from the palm of your hand. Sympathy cards. When somebody loses somebody, maybe it's a friend or maybe it's a family member, that's a really hard time for them to go through in their life. Sending a quick note to let them know that, hey, I'm thinking of you. I saw that you lost somebody. I'm really sorry to hear about it. You're just sending a quick note. Again, this was sent from a mobile app, from the mobile app that you have been able to quickly download in the moment that you're seeing it. I mean, if you're sitting at a stoplight or before you leave an appointment, if you have a great meeting with somebody and you want to send that card and you know by the time you get back to your office you will have forgotten, you can click on your app on your phone, send that card really quick and it's done. Off your plate, nothing you have to think about. When you get back and you don't have to remember to do it. You don't have to go to the store to buy a card. You don't have to make sure that you have a stamp once you buy a card, because how many people have been in that position where you buy this beautiful card and then you don't have a stamp? And then by the time when you get to the store to get a stamp, the moment is gone. This is that, again, that instant gratification. You see, some things that's happened. You want to say something, you can immediately go on your phone and the next day that card is going to go out. New baby. This again goes along with that friendship and celebration piece of the relationship marketing. We're not talking about marketing and spending. I'm giving you some examples of different ways to keep in touch with your customers and different ways you can send cards and stay in touch with them on a relationship building aspect. Beautiful pictures of a brand new baby, grab them from a Facebook. If you're not on Facebook, maybe your assistant is on LinkedIn. Maybe your customer sends you a picture. If you don't have a picture, you don't have to put a picture on there. If you find out from them they had a baby, it's still a wonderful personal message from you to them saying, "Hey, congratulations on your new baby. I wish you the best. Welcome to the world." And that makes a huge impact on somebody. This is actually a trifold card, three panel. So huge impact for somebody to receive that from somebody they do business with, not necessarily a family member. This is somebody that they purchased a product from or done business with, maybe a teacher, maybe a college professor, anybody. Anybody can send these cards. That's the beauty of this. Whatever industry you're in, no matter what, it doesn't matter. We need to bring that kindness back into the world and bring those relationships back. These are real relationships that are being brought back by just the simple use of a greeting card through an app on your phone. It's amazing. So why? You can go to the store to do this. Why would you want to use this particular system to do it? The biggest reason for using this system is the biggest value to me, or why I'm sharing this with you, is because you're not burning valuable staff time. We are so busy in our everyday lives that we need our staff 100%. They're on the phone, they're making calls, doing whatever it is needed. But that is extremely time consuming for them to have to go and buy cards, handwrite them, get them all in an address, and then send them out. With this system, you get a built-in CRM software. Once you have a customer loaded in there, you can import all of your contacts. So no double typing, no handwriting it over and over and over. You're using technology, but you're sending a card in your own personal handwriting with your own personal branding and marketing information on the back with your own signature that you choose, your own pictures and your own logos. And within 24 hours, that card is getting printed, stuffed, stamped, and mailed for you. And you have not left your couch, maybe the front seat of your car, wherever you're on the go, wherever you're doing business. You have not had to interrupt or stop your day to go and do this. This is just immediate. You can do this from wherever. It really gives you the time and freedom and flexibility to have that actually personal touch in your business without it being an inconvenience. So how do you get started? How do you start using this system? There are so many different options that everyone's business needs. Think about it now. How are you standing out? I asked you a little bit earlier in this presentation. How are you standing out from your competition? How are you staying top of mind, and what are you doing to set yourself apart? Are you doing the same things as your competitors, or are you doing something different? Because if you're differentiating yourself, you no longer will be competing. If you're sending personalized cards and celebrating the lives of your customers and building those strong relationships, then you're not going to have to compete with your competition. You see, business is nothing but an idea to make other people's lives better. So I call this the coffee and share idea. Suppose you sent out a greeting card, the stamp, and you added a $5 Starbucks gift card. To send this personalized two-panel card that has a $5 Starbucks gift card included, you're going to spend a total of $7.50. So that means if you have 33 cards going out with a Starbucks gift card, 33 times $7.50 equals $247.50 per month. Now, if you showed your presentation, your sales presentation, 10 times, then how many sales will you get from that? How effective is your sales presentation? What is your closing ratio? And then how much do you get per average sale? So here's an example. If you have a closing ratio of 6 sales out of 10 presentations, which equals 60%. So if you have a 60% closing ratio, and you gave 10 people a $5 Starbucks gift card in exchange for them watching or listening to your presentation, then 10 Starbucks gift cards mailed out times $7.50 is $75. So you got a $75 outlay. You show your presentation 10 times and you get 6 sales at $50 per sale. That's 6 sales times $50, which equals $300. $300 minus your $75 cost for your gift cards leaves a $225 profit. That's just one example of how to leverage this incredible system to do something that you're going to do anyway and to focus on what's most important to you. The most important thing is simply to do the math. Now, let's say that you had a closing ratio still at 60%, but you now earn $17.50 per sale. So in the same example, changing out how much you earn per sale, you have $75 for your Starbucks gift cards for 10 people that you've shown the presentation to. You had 6 sales, so 6 sales times $17.50 is $105. $105 minus $75 equals $30. So you have a $30 profit. $30 profit when you have a $17.50 per sale. And then just one more example. Let's suppose that your sale amount is $240. So you get $240 per sale. You have the same $75 Starbucks gift card for 10 presentations. You have the same 60% close ratio. You have 6 sales at $240 per sale, which equals $1,440. $1,440 minus $75 equals $1,365. That's your profit. Isn't that amazing? How do you like those numbers? The key is simply to do the math. Again, my name is Nate Scott, author of the book Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth at 904-838-2623. Thank you once again for listening in, and may you have a phenomenal, phenomenal year. Until next time, take care and be blessed.
Thank you for listening to the Life is Rich podcast. I'm your host, Nate Scott. Remember, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. One way to get involved is to rate, subscribe, and leave feedback on iTunes by answering the question, what did you like best about what you heard? One of the problems faced by Christian entrepreneurs striving for success is having an alliance with like-minded people working together for a common, definite objective. Would you like to join a community of Life is Rich soldiers? If so, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast on iTunes and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846 for the link and this month's free book. Again, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846. Again, my name is Nate Scott. Take care and be blessed.